Hello, welcome back to Learnovative, Agile and Scrum Jingles. In this episode, we are going to discuss briefly about Scrum definition and how we use Scrum framework. So the definition of Scrum is, Scrum is a lightweight framework that helps people, teams and organizations generate value through adaptive solutions for complex problems. And the Scrum framework was conceived by two people, Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber. And you can find the official version of Scrum Guide in www.scrumguides.org. So let's look into the definition once. So it talks about complex problem. The nature of the complex problem is unknown is more than known. So when you're trying to solve a problem which is of type complex, where unknown is more than known, the first solution that you're trying to get may not be the best fit and right fit always. So that is why you have to focus on creating adaptive solutions. The meaning of adaptive solution is which is not fixed or rigid or stringent. In other words, which is flexible, revisable, upgradable. Then a word, framework. Scrum is a framework. Why Scrum is a framework? For example, if you are living in an apartment, let's say that's a 3-bedroom apartment. In the particular tower where your apartment is located, all the 3-bedroom apartment structure will be same. But if you keenly observe the interiors inside each flat, the internal colors, wallpapers, furnitures, air conditioners, fans, refrigerators, all these things differ from flat to flat, even though the structure is same. That means whatever the blank apartment that is handed over to you by the builder or by the developer of that apartment is called as framework. And according to the needs, desires, capabilities, requirements, different flat owners will use different internal furniture, interiors, wallpapers, all these things. Similarly, a framework is something which is intentionally incomplete. So Scrum is a framework. So it does not give you any best practices, any tools, techniques, practices, processes. Instead, it is giving you a very loosely coupled components, which we are going to discuss in the next episode, and some values. So the people who are using the Scrum framework, they have the responsibility to identify the suitable processes, practices, tools, techniques, structures, templates. And if they're not helping, they are accountable to replace them. That is what is called a framework. On the other hand, a methodology is something like a service department, where you don't have any flexibility to change anything. You just go and use as is. So that's a big difference between a framework and a methodology. Now, there are two pillars for Scrum. The first pillar is called as empiricism. Empiricism means experimental. Because the nature of complex problem is more unknown than known, so you cannot have a plan-driven approach. So you always have to take an experimental approach. For example, you take a complex problem as your family is visiting an exhibition in your city, which is about 70 to 80 acres, a crowded area, a lot of food stations, a lot of playstations. After a couple of hours, you realized one of your children is missing. So you don't know where he or she is, because it's complex, unknown is more than known. So you need to do a lot of experiments, such as immediately going back to the most recently visited stalls, assuming that he or she may be there, or going to an announcement center and make an announcement, or if you have a picture of that boy or girl, show it to the nearby people, something like that. So these are all experiments. So Scrum is based on empiricism, which is called experiment. And the second pillar is lean thinking. The fundamental philosophy or idea of lean is reduce waste. So Scrum is a lightweight framework. It comes with a very few elements, and Scrum does not give you any best practices, tools, techniques, structures, etc., etc. So that is why Scrum is very lightweight. And Scrum always encourages teamwork. Here, teamwork means a group of people coming together to achieve a common goal by spending their collective knowledge, experience, skills. So Scrum's philosophy is together you fail or together you succeed. That's called teamwork. So how do we work in Scrum? There's something called a sprint. A sprint is a short time box, not more than 1 month, less than or equal to 1 month. Within the sprint, you do sprint planning on the first day, identify some work for the sprint, and then you do a daily scrum just to check the progress and make a plan for next day. And the last day you do sprint review and sprint retrospective. The purpose of sprint review is to get feedback from the stakeholders for the work that you have executed in the sprint, which is created in terms of an increment. An increment is a piece of working software, a piece of functionality. So you showcase that increment to the stakeholders in the sprint review and you get their feedback to make it better. And the retrospective is to inspect and adapt the Scrum team with respect to people, processes, tools, techniques, all these things. So this approach is called as iterative and incremental. So Scrum is an iterative and incremental framework. Iterative means repetitive. So taking a fixed length time called sprint, within that sprint, first day's planning, everyday daily scrum, last day review and retrospective, doing again and again and again, which is called iterative, which will improve the process. Whereas incremental means adding to the existing stuff. For example, first sprint you deliver 2 to 3 features. On top of that, second sprint you have added another 2 to 3 features. Third sprint you added another 1 or 2 features. So you are adding on top of the existing stuff. Imagine just like a wall construction. So first you put a brick of layers, and then you put some cement glue, and then you put another brick layer and the glue. So the wall will be constructed in an incremental approach. Similarly, in Scrum, the product also will be developed in the incremental way. So incremental approach will help you to improve the product because of the constant and continuous feedback received from customers at the end of every sprint. So Scrum is an iterative and incremental framework. Iterative means repetitive, incremental means adding on to existing. So iterative will help you to improve the process, whereas incremental will help you to improve the product. So what is the advantage of iterative and incremental? So if you build the product to solve the complex problem through this iterative and incremental approach, it helps you to create consistency and predictability. You can address the risks more effectively and also creates flexibility in terms of changing requirements. So that's a brief explanation about Scrum framework. Thanks for listening to this episode. Have a great day.